Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Of course, we are presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. Today's we announced earlier that December 23rd will be our annual holiday drinking show. Don't want to miss that. Put it on your calendar.
Yep.
December 23rd, I believe our guest coming up later this hour, Ryan Zimmerman, is going to post here at 1015 Half Street for the drinking show. So it's going to be a special one coming up December 23rd. Right now, time for the entertainment page.
Today's a big day over the Bickles.
How so?
Well, remember I told you I bought the Brio smokeless fire pit, and then I realized after like four uses and it was smoking up the entire neighborhood.
Right.
I duck-goed it, and apparently you're supposed to clean it out after every few usages.
Right.
I was doing everything wrong. I left the ashes in time after time after time.
Long ashes to you.
Yes. I was using water to put out my fire at the end of the night, which I always did in my old nub pit. Apparently that just mucks it up, clogs up everything.
How are you supposed to put it out?
You're supposed to have a mesh screen, I guess. You're not really supposed to leave it unattended. If you do, you put. So I had to buy a mesh screen. That's arriving today. That was $100. Just lit on fire, and then I had to order an ash vacuum cleaner.
Okay,
that is arriving today.
Cakes. How much does that set you back?
Another Hunsky. Another 125. It's like 125.
New fires are so expensive.
My fire has cost me over $1,000 in the last 2 weeks. My wife said, "Your Christmas is finished."
That's your Christmas present.
Right.
She the budget person?
She didn't really care. But yeah, I mean, that's what she said. All right, couple things here. I want to go through the Rolling Stones top songs of the year. But before I do, I know this will be fun and we'll play a bunch of the clips. I have to get to this story about John Brennan. You remember who John Brennan is?
CIA?
John Brennan. No.
Drawing a blank.
Hold on. John
Brennan. Wasn't there a Brennan that's in the CIA?
It's not that guy. It's not a political guy.
Hint?
Reality TV.
John Brennan, reality TV. I got
John Brennan is the country singer from Real World LA. You remember that?
Okay.
Remember the guy with the cowboy hat and he wanted to be a country star?
Now it's coming
and
together.
Former director of the CIA.
All right. Okay. No idea.
But you remember, you didn't watch the LA Real World? That was the second season. Okay.
I wouldn't remember John Brennan.
Oh, he was the cowboy guy. Right. He wanted to be a country singer.
Okay.
And they used to break his balls for being a virgin. They did a reunion show. He's 47 years old. I think this is a first in history.
Don't tell me he's trying to pass off. He's still a virgin at 47.
At 47.
I'm a cowboy.
He's still a virgin. He's got to be the first reality TV star.
Is he waiting to get married? Is that his deal?
He says he doesn't think he's going to get married at this point.
Right.
He says he's all in on the big fella upstairs.
Right.
He's religious, and I respect that.
Did his country career ever take off?
No. But he's using the reunion as an opportunity to put out another album.
Okay.
And he got somebody that's putting something out. But dude. Can you think of, is there any other reality star in the world that's not parlayed it into buns at least once, Cakes?
No, he's it. He's the guy.
Zero buns.
Well, how many people in general at 47 are virgins?
Know. Well, maybe some people like Big John or something. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe.
You don't think, hold on, you think Big John is a virgin?
It's just a gratuitous pile on.
He probably said no.
Low hanging fruit.
Yeah, that's just too easy. But, I mean, there got to be some guys like that.
A big comedy set coming up Saturday at my house.
Although I never associate with Big John with fruit.
No. They're like, more like ice cream, right?
47-year-old version. That's quite a feat.
Cakes.
Low-hanging butter.
Yeah.
And apparently it was a point of conversation on the reunion show. Tammy, Kenny Anderson's ex-wife,
right.
She's now married to some other celebrity. I can't remember who it is, but it doesn't matter. Or something, D-list celebrity, whatever. That's
can't
quote.
Say that.
No, you can't say that.
You can't say that.
Are you sure?
Are you insane?
That's a benign term.
No, it's not.
It's a benign term. But anyway.
I can't believe you said that.
Her name is Tammy Roman.
I can't remember who she's married to. I believe he's like an athlete or D-list
actor.
The only thing I remember about her, didn't she like have her jaw wired shut at some point?
She's got a million credits.
That's all I remember.
I've never seen somebody with this many credits.
It's all like reality show stuff. I think. But anyway, I found that stunning that John at 47 never parlayed that into buns.
Now, don't try to tell me that he's never had alone time with himself.
Oh, I don't think he's claiming that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a virgin and you claim that, then I'm calling shenanigans.
She's married
I'm
to somebody.
You a liar.
I don't think anybody. Is like if you live a normal life,
right?
I don't think anybody.
If you're not like some sort of monk in seclusion and you take some sort
monks.
Of vow of chastity.
No, I think even monks.
Right?
Yeah, even monks when they were younger.
Yeah, no. Even if you take some sort of vow, you still.
I know, but
they're
you
going
just
to
never
town
know.
On them.
Yeah, I don't know how this works.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
Well, you probably can't control a dream. If that happens.
Oh yeah. Definitely having some form of nocturnal
emotion. Hey, I would check all of their searches.
Is this person a virgin?
Who?
Is this person a virgin? This is a very good question. This is a very
good question. Let me say that. I didn't say
no.
No, because a female can get it anytime she wants.
And she likes to get hammered. We've seen evidence of that.
If you wrote like a male version of that person.
Who would hit that?
Just takes a couple beers, dude. A
couple hundred.
She's married, by the way, to Reginald Youngblood, who played in the NFL.
See, I told you. All right, here we go. Rolling Stone just released their top songs, not of all time, just of 2021. I'll start at the bottom. We don't have the music for them, but like, I've never even heard of. Have you ever heard of Snail Mail? That's the artist. Half these artists I've never heard of. Morgan Wade, Polo G, Wet Leg.
Nope.
But let's start at five.
See, hold on. These are the top songs of the year for what?
I guess in general.
Rolling Stone?
Yes.
Said?
I listen
Rolling
to Wet Stone's Leg list. Sometime in the bathroom if I'm trying to go too fast for a break.
What is?
I get Wet Leg sometime.
Oh, right.
Happens to the best of us.
Well, happens to Lurch. She doesn't wear any drawers.
Happens to the best of us.
Runs right down his
Thanks.
Leg. All right. So this one, number five, VBS. Have you ever heard of Lucy Dacus?
Well, let's hear it.
Never heard.
Dude, who does this remind me of? Sarah McLachlan, maybe?
A little bit. What's the name of the band?
Lucy Dacus? D-A-C-U-S?
She hot?
I never heard of her.
No chance.
Definitely not.
Right. That's the
oh, you don't know where she's from?
Song? Bethesda.
Mechanicsville, VA.
What?
Born in Norfolk. I'd say she's born in Norfolk.
Nice. Okay.
But I kind of like that song.
All right. Number four. I think I've heard this song just because he's super famous.
All right.
He loves to be naked all the time now. Lil Nas X, Montero. Have you heard this one, Cakes?
That's going to be a no from me.
Heard this a million times.
I think I've heard this.
That's when he's giving a lap dance to the devil.
Yeah.
It is a catchy song.
Can you play it a little louder, please? Is this the video where he's like naked?
Yeah.
Right.
Is Lil Nas X the guy who's in the commercial with Elton John?
Yes. Uber Eats.
Is that Uber Eats?
Yeah.
All right. Number three. Man, I got something in my throat. Driver's License, Olivia Rodrigo.
We just played this
the other day.
Well, I don't remember it. You gotta play it again. Gotta play it again.
Slow.
like we so depressing.
I want to hear the hook.
From you already did this.
There is no hook.
There is no hook.
There is no hook.
It's just slow.
It's kind of 3 minutes of that.
Can you? Is there a way? I don't know if you can do this with your machine. Just fast forward like a minute and a half so EB can hear later in the song.
It has to be a hook. And it sounds exactly the same. You said
forever, now that's the hook.
That's the hook.
I'm not a big fan.
She drives past your street.
I actually kind of like the sound of her voice. So
no, her voice is great. I just don't like that.
All right, number two, Lurch, probably all size. Tay Tay, do you know the song?
Ooh.
All Too Well.
Oh, this is where she scorches Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, is that? This was just released like a few months ago, right? Recently.
Yeah, she redid all of the songs.
She did like a 10-minute version of it.
Yes, the 10-minute version.
All right, can you play this? Did this so? Didn't they only date for like a few months?
Yeah.
She's psycho. Hot, but psycho.
Yes, and Jake Gyllenhaal's wearing her scarf around.
That's right.
Yes.
In the video?
No, that's what the song is about.
She
left her scarf at Jake's house, or Jake's sister's house. Then he was wearing it around as a signal.
Because it had her scent on it.
Exactly.
And she's so distraught that she wrote... She dated him for about a month?
I don't know how long they dated.
They didn't date very long.
Oh, Come on, Tay Tay. You got to get over
and Jake dumped her because he said she was too young. And then went and dated a 19-year-old silly.
Did he?
Yeah.
That means she was a pain in the ass.
He dumped her because she's nuts. Exactly.
All right. And the number one song, according to Rolling Stone, just play it, and then I'll tell the boys who it is. I've never even heard of the artist. Cakes is out.
It's kind of the mumble rap.
I'm almost getting like a Khalid.
What's he saying?
Vibe. I don't know. The song is called Essence by WizKid featuring Thames. I feel like I'm 100.
What's it called?
Essence by WizKid. I get a little Khalid vibe.
I'm with you on that, Valdez. Keep playing the fart sound effect. This does less than nothing for me.
It's got the essence of poo.
All right, good news.
I guarantee my daughters like that song.
Good news for Horsey. HGTV has a new show out. The ugliest house in America.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me.
Horsey?
I thought you were going to tell me Tube TVs were back
debuts
in style.
On January 3rd. They look at 12 houses with stunningly bad design choices.
Very good.
Horsey's going to get some national attention.
How'd they find me here in Columbia, Maryland?
First place. The worst one gets $150,000 renovation.
Well, hey, you know what? Pays off.
Worth it.
That's solid.
Horsey's house is kind of a normal house. It's just the trash can and those type of features.
Outdoor trash can inside his house.
In his kitchen. Does he still have it?
I haven't been to his house in forever, but the outside of the house was normal.
I think I saw on like Instagram or Facebook or something that they had their kitchen redesigned finally.
Oh, very good.
You know.
Well, it was a 1972 kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, original kitchen.
So they went from a 55-gallon trash can to a 30-gallon trash can.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
So much. He was just in Mexico.
Yeah.
I think he was in Mexico.
And then Valdez reminded me.
I hope he brought SPF 5000 because he's very pale.
He's very fair-skinned.
Valdez reminded me that when he had his beach condo, remember I joned on it, because in the pictures... It had bubble TVs. He never updated his pictures. Yeah. For his beach condo. I literally saw it like 2 years. I would keep looking at that condo kept popping up as being available. And I go, well, who's going to rent that one? It's got a bubble TV. Then I realized it was Horses.
Is that against the rules, the fine print in HGTV? Two properties in the ugliest house in America?
I eventually did rent it for a week one time because, you know, I was down on my luck. I had nothing.
Because it was the only one available.
It was either our tent or that.
I would never have rented that.
But he did upgrade.
I heard squatters don't even stay there.
He did upgrade the TV. He just never updated the pictures.
Right. He finally sold that.
I know he sold it.
He and Pastry finally sold it.
Yeah,
guys,
and I guarantee the guy
selling properties at the beach.
I guarantee the guy who bought it.
Must be a PG County thing.
It is, especially with the awful loans I had. I put 5% down, interest only. You think that was smart?
Yeah.
You still stroking that check to Tom Mooney every month?
I owe him $6,000.
So
just
funny.
Be such a
I owed him 40. I've paid him 39. I owed him 45 at the start of it.
Yeah.
I paid him $1,000 a month for 39 months.
I don't even know how you figure out how to buy out of that. I don't even know how you figure that out.
It's a long story.
Yeah. I don't even know how you figure out how to buy out of a con. Like, if you buy something together and there's a, like a rental or as a vacation home and then you want to buy your share out, I don't even know how you come up with the math on that.
Well, it was because.
Doesn't matter.
A lot of inside baseball here. Okay. Well,
yeah, we found out that what we paid, or what we owed on it versus what it was worth was a certain number.
Right.
And we chopped it in half.
Right.
That's how we did it.
Right.
And then we were underwater. I mean, it's the worst.
Here.
I mean, great memories for my girls, obviously my family. But
terrible financial
the worst financial move in history.
Horrible investment.
Yeah. I mean, I had to stroke checks. Check after check after check after check for 14 years. Still doing it. I mean,
you don't even have the benefit of using it.
I'm still doing it. I mean, I haven't owned it in, 4 years? Three, four years?
You could pay it off.
I'm still paying for it.
It's clearly his personality likes doing this.
He
buys a computer.
Yeah.
18 months paying it.
Yeah, I know.
He gets gas, $10 a time.
I know, but if there's no interest on it, what's the point?
But it's just such a stress and pain in the ass. So just pay it off and be done with it.
Well, I will by next June or May, whatever it is.
All right, coming up next is Game Show Wednesday. Give you a chance.
Why do you guys bring it up?
We have a $50 Bourbon Boulevard gift card and a $50 gift card to Smashburger. Game Show Wednesday. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Watch. Our pal Ryan Zimmerman joins us at 9:45, your Nationals first baseman. But now, it's Game Show Wednesday.
Brought to you by our friends at MGM National Harbor. By the way, today is the property's five-year anniversary.
Sweet.
And they're celebrating in the poker room $500 lucky tables at the top of the hour, 9:15 a.m. till 10:15 p.m. Oh, and at the bottom of the hour, $500 hot seats at the bottom of each hour. You think that room's not going to be chock full of degenerates today at MGM?
What time is that
National
going to start?
Harbor? It started 10 minutes ago. Oh, it goes till 10:15 p.m. tonight.
Mm.
So get out there. See those flops.
So when are we going to be able to? When are we going to be able to use our accounts for betting?
Like the sports apps?
Yeah,
the betting apps.
The mobile app, you mean?
Yeah,
in Maryland.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe I saw a report that says 6 to 12 months from here.
Jeez.
Because they're focusing on the brick and mortar spots first.
Why?
Getting those up and running. I don't know why. I'm just
don't muck
you
it up. Cake's not going to be at MGM National Harbor tomorrow.
I know, but I want to be able to use my freaking laptop too. You know,
we'll move to Virginia then, Rick.
I'm thinking about it.
Come to MGM National Harbor.
Yeah, come do it in person.
I like that.
You could join me in Cakes.
And
Hogan.
And the Gov.
And Theismann.
And Joe Theismann. And a bunch of luminaries.
I could think of a different company.
All right, let's play Junkie Shootout because Jason said, hey, can we play Junkie's Trivia? And I was
not Trivia. I meant Shootout.
Yeah, so he wants to play shootout.
I like shootouts.
Well, yeah, although, a lot of questions.
Yeah, none of us prepped any questions.
Questions are easy.
Just I came up with a few.
Go to ESPN.com and get about 100 different questions.
Let's dumb it down, though. Today, just two in a row gets a
where
prize.
Did you go? Where do you get your questions?
Any website.
He just writes trivia.
My questions will be, every question that I ask will be, what jersey number does this Washington Capital wear?
Oh.
That's going to be mine. Well, I'm going to start with, you know, like.
Well, now everyone's going to just Google it.
I can't do that. Yeah, I guess I can't do that.
He's looking at their phone with the
roster. You could do.
That was dumb.
Hold on. You could do jersey numbers, but it doesn't have to. Don't tell them who it's going to be of.
It's a good point. Yeah. I kind of packed myself into a corner.
Typical.
I'm going to ask state capitals.
You can't do that.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
All right, who's up first?
Ready? Let's go to Joe in Manassas.
Hey, Joe. I'll lead off.
Hey, what's up, Junk?
You answer two Joe. In a row. We will hook you with the prize. We have gift cards to Smashburger, $50, and Bourbon Boulevard, $50. All right. She served as Chancellor of Germany from 2005 to 2021.
You should be able to get this.
You should.
I mean, I recognize her. I don't know if I could pull her name.
German Chancellor. I mean, I thought we were a sports show.
Yeah, exactly.
Mix it up.
JP hates sports.
How about name a famous German athlete? I'll give you 1 point.
He's not lowering the bar. Me? He should know Angela Merkel. Sorry, bro.
Oh, I wouldn't have been able to pull
Isn't
Merkel.
It Angela? It's not Angela.
Probably, but
no chance is Angela Merkel.
Oh my God!
Who's your famous? Your
Boris
favorite?
Becker.
Steffi Graf. Yeah.
Schumacher, German or Austrian? Drab T-shirt.
Don't know.
I mean, I thought you were an F1 guy.
Have you ever heard of Dirk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dirk. Yes, I have heard of Dirk.
Well, you got name in
Dirk Nowitzki.
80s tennis player.
Well, they were great
Perhaps
players.
We remember. I don't care about the
Mark Conway.
How do you sleep on Franz Beckenbauer, old school soccer player? Don't sleep.
Bernhard Langer.
I'm going longer.
Is he German? He's German. I didn't even
definitely
know.
German.
All right, Frank and Mount Airy. Cakes
German
you can ask.
Closer, Billy Wagner.
Fishbox.
Well, you're going that way.
All right.
Jason,
you're gonna go across.
You know, all right, Frank.
You can skip me every time.
Me too. You two can go back and forth.
Frank, I talked about this earlier in the show. All right.
Okay.
The Wizards play this team next. They have the worst record in the NBA. Who is it?
Ooh, I've already forgotten.
Oh, man. Shoot. It's not the Bucks.
I think it's Detroit.
It's fair. It's Detroit.
You didn't give a chance.
Shoot him. He's done.
He was floundering. He had no idea.
Now, that was
it was morning, you know.
That was a good question. Yeah. Sorry, that was a good question.
That was not
I think it was fair.
All right, let's go to Matt in Annapolis. Got to listen to the whole show.
You want to skip, or do you have a question,
He's
Cakes?
Got nothing.
I got one.
I've got a question.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You got Matt in Annapolis. Hey, Matt.
What's up, boy?
Hey,
Matt, does James Harden make more or less than $35 million per season?
More.
Of course he makes more.
One down.
I don't have the number, but
one to go.
I just know he makes more.
How do you know?
Because he was prepared for caps jerseys.
I know. This would be pivoting.
He definitely makes more. He's a massive.
$42 million?
$44 million.
Thank you. Right. He makes more. I asked less or more.
For the win. Do you have a question, EB?
Sure.
$44 million.
Is it for Matt? That.
Yes.
All right.
Met my soccer coach last night. I hadn't seen him for 30 years. The big thing, and I talked to him about it, was he preached proper preparation prevents poor performance. We are all four unprepared.
I'm very prepared.
Okay.
I can ask questions for 4 hours.
All right, Matt.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. This is a softball. Who has the best record in the NFL?
The Cardinals.
Winner.
Very good.
Congrats.
Very good.
Hey, we're going to hook you with the $50 gift card to Smashburger. Make holiday gift giving a smash this year with Smashburger gift cards. Buy $25, get $5 in Smash cash for every $25 gift card purchased through December 31st. Visit your local Smashburger restaurant or visit smashburger.com. You can purchase your gift cards today, and you can have the fries, which Cakes raves about.
They're delicious.
Is that right that Kirk only has 3 picks this year?
Yes.
That's amazing. He's got 25-3 touchdown interception ratio.
He's having a really good year.
That's amazing.
He's going to be without one of his best receivers, though, tomorrow night.
Adam Thielen, high ankle sprain.
Yeah, he'll be out for weeks. So maybe JJ gets about 20 targets.
The weird thing about Kirk is, though, he'll put up numbers like that and still the receivers gripe and they're complaining about
his play. Well, no one's ever happy with him.
Well, he'll put up numbers like that, but they probably won't make the playoffs.
Right. It's like 500.
Yeah, but he wasn't good enough to play here.
But it's not his fault. That. It's not his fault that Jared Goff or the DBs for the Vikings, Jared Goff, about 15 yards of cushion inside the 5-yard line. What are they doing?
And then his girlfriend's jumping around with the busties on the beach because she's so excited.
Had an impression on cakes.
I mean
it was a topic on the show.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I can't wait till tomorrow's show when we play driver's license again.
Where's the hook? There is no hook. This is the whole song.
All right, we still have a $50 Bourbon Boulevard gift card still on the line. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Jeff in Chantilly. Jeff? I thought I pressed it. Did it not work? There, Jeff. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Jeff. I'm going to give you a cast. You name the movie. Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, Demi Moore.
Oh, so easy.
What's that? I know it's on the tip of my tongue.
Sure you do.
A Few Good Men?
Yes. One down,
they
one
don't make
go.
Movies like that anymore.
That was a great
For the
movie.
Win.
The good old days bit. Dan Shaughnessy.
For the
Plus
win.
Also, right, was Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yep.
Was Kiefer Sutherland in that?
Yes.
No. In
was
which
he?
One?
Yes.
In A Few Good Men?
And
yeah.
And Kevin Bacon. That's
a
silly cast.
A great cast. That comedian that we had in studio years ago.
Kevin Pollak.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
he
loves?
Oh, yeah.
You know what he loves? Flops.
He's a big gambler.
Do you remember what his gambling bit was when he bet
all the dogs?
He bet all the dogs.
Nice.
He just bet the dogs every
All right,
week.
Jeff, for the win, for the Bourbon Boulevard gift card.
What is
I'm telling you.
We might die.
The building may collapse at some point.
What quarterback leads the NFL in touchdown passes?
Ooh, let me see.
You have no idea.
Give us a guess.
He's got 34, by the way. 34.
Wow. Is it touchdown Tom?
Couldn't get it.
It's touchdown Tom.
Tom Brady.
Just name a quarterback. What was that guy?
I know. I can't. He was
also just
you know
name
what?
A good
he was overthinking
one.
Right. It.
Like, I didn't know, but it was correct. Tom right. Brady.
It was Tom Brady, yes.
Leader in the clubhouse for MVP, potentially at 44. Who's right. up next?
All right, let's go to Mac in Fairfax. Hey, Mac.
Mac.
How are you doing, boys?
Hello, Mac. Who earned more? Reggie Jackson, the Major League Baseball player, for his entire Major League career, or Reggie Jackson, the backup point guard for the LA Clippers this season?
That's easy.
Who's earned more?
Reggie Jackson, the backup point guard, easily.
That is correct. He's making $10.3 million this season. Reggie Jackson, one of the greatest sluggers in baseball history, got nubbed for $9 million in his entire career.
Can you imagine
career?
What he would be making? He'd be making $40 million a year.
I don't do daily
so
fantasy sports.
Right
Reggie
now.
Jackson, the backup point guard, plays for who now?
Plays for the Clippers.
Okay, still with the Clippers.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Did he get it right or wrong? Was
you got it right.
You got it right.
One down, one to go. For the win from you, Mr.
By the
Bickle.
Way, I met Reggie Jackson out in Pebble this past.
The baseball player.
The baseball player.
Right.
And tiny,
Mr. October.
Tiny guy.
He was tiny? I don't believe that. Maybe
now,
shrunk.
Now,
me,
of course, when he was playing, he was thicker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was just tiny. He was short.
He's only like 5'11 or something?
I expected him to be taller,
well,
yeah.
That's because you're a big lurch.
He's
Everyone's
listed at
not.
6 feet.
Mm.
You think that was
I'm
spicy?
Not give him six
I list
feet.
Myself at 5'9", not quite 5'9".
Yeah, I'm going to say 5'10 and a half. He's about 5'10 right. and a half.
You also give yourself a he's Schuler. And
you know what, though? I
more like a Brett Favre.
It's more like a
oh my God.
Heineke.
They just slander you.
I know. It's ridiculous.
It's a
nobody
Taylor.
Else goes on record, by the way.
I was
dumb enough to do it years ago. I regret it.
I'm a shade under a Joe T.
Now I'm gonna do the ROM method and remeasure from a different area and just might give myself I might add another inch.
Okay,
no,
I think that's gonna be my move.
All right, this is for the win.
You can get the Greg Gillespie optical inch.
I could right, do that
this
too.
This is
a softball. Okay,
for Mac.
Tiger Woods is hitting golf balls again. He was wearing red on Sunday. There's videos everywhere.
Whoopie-doo.
How many Whoopie-doo. Career majors has Tiger Woods
that's
won?
Softball.
Not for Mac.
15.
What'd you say?
15.
You got it.
There you go.
Hold on. Did you guess? You sounded like you guessed.
No, he's probably a golf fan.
But, he pulled it from the deep recess.
You knew that, because how many does Jack have?
14.
Oh.
No.
You won, though. No, 18. Just be honest. You cheated.
How could he cheat?
No,
it was too quick.
It's too quick. All right.
It was too quick.
Somehow he got it.
Hey, you're going to get a $50 Bourbon Boulevard gift card. Let Bourbon Boulevard host your holiday party with an unmatched selection of over 1,000 wines, 850 whiskeys, and grill-to-order bison ribeye that'll blow your mind. Bourbon Boulevard is truly a cut above. Learn more at bbcbar.com.
I've heard Mr. Marcus is the it will seat you at the restaurant.
You're just waiting for that.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself.
All right, Ryan Zimmerman's coming up next, right?
Yes, we have
so.
Zim coming
I'm gonna
up
ask
next.
You if you ever squeaks on anything.
Yeah, okay. And I'm going to ask him if he's going to bring us gifts when he hangs out with us.
Of course, you'd bet. You're going to tell him to Venmo you, too.
For the Christmas show. All right. There's a chill in the air as that cold Washington winter's creeping in. Make sure your residential or commercial heating system's ready to keep you warm and snug all season long by calling the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Heating Experts. A Crop Metcalf 5-Star technician has the training and know-how to properly fix and maintain your system and catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, open the 5-Star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. You can download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's our pal Ryan Zimmerman, Nationals first baseman. What's up, Ryan?
Morning, guys. How are you?
What is on the docket Wednesday for you?
He's not playing golf today, right? Too cold?
Too cold.
No golf today. Have a lunch with a buddy that works in the city, kind of catch up with him.
Nice.
Pretty easy day.
You going to go to the salt line? Isn't that your spot?
We are not going to the salt line. I think we're just meeting somewhere, just meeting somewhere at Tyson's or something like that.
Well, Jason had a good question for you.
I let them.
Oh.
What?
Your squeaker question.
Oh. So I'm kind of known as the squeaker of the foursome.
Like the cheapskate.
The cheapskate.
Right.
In other words, I'll give you an example. So my daughter wants an iPad, and I'm going to go to Best Buy and get her an iPad. But they have this deal. If you have the Best Buy membership card, you can pay monthly on it with no interest.
Which is so stupid because he can literally go in there and buy 100 of them, no problem.
So I'll pay no interest and, $60 a month until it's paid off, but right. It's no interest.
Right.
Does it come out cheaper than just buying it up front?
No, he's just prolonging the agony over 18 months. He'd rather pay $50 a month than just $1,000.
I think a better example would be you were invited by your uncle who lives on the West Coast for a wedding to play golf at a really nice golf course in Florida.
Sawgrass.
And it was going to cost $700. He told his uncle, who he never sees, who invited him to play,
I'll pass.
Yeah. So my question.
We call that squeaker's court on this show.
So my question, I mean, you're filthy rich, but are you a squeaker in any aspect of your life?
Like Jason only puts $20 each time he goes to the gas station.
Yeah, where do you cut corners, Zim, if you do?
Oh,
I'm going to say you don't.
Yeah, I probably don't, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I feel like, my buddies get upset because we'll go out to dinner or we'll go do something, and I never have to pay for anything. And they're like, what the heck? You're the guy who can pay for everything, and nobody makes you pay for anything.
Right.
Yeah, like you went to a Cavs game, right, recently? Like, no chance you paid.
You don't pay for tickets, right?
No, they gave me those tickets, which was very nice of them.
And those were on the glass tickets. Those were silly.
But you're probably a good tipper. If you go to a restaurant and they hook you, you're probably a good tipper, though.
Yeah, so that's why, I mean, I try and do
overcompensate
really well. I mean, I'd rather give them the extra money. You know, it's not going to hurt me. It could help them a lot more. That's kind of my mindset with things, you know.
Right.
Especially people in the service industry. Those people, they bust their tails and wait on people. And
all right, what about
a
this?
Lot of people don't treat them well.
Yeah.
All right, what about this, though? Because I refuse to do it. I'm sorry. Now it's at Subway when I go and get a 12-incher. And I tell them lettuce, tomato, mayo, olives, mayo, and then I get oil and vinegar. And then now they want me to tip when I put in my card in the machine. I put zero tip.
Kind of a squeaker.
But that's the job. They're not paying $2 an hour.
I know, but I mean,
well, if you ask for mayo twice, you better.
That's
tip.
Right. No,
right.
Do you tip when you pick up Chinese carryout or something like that?
Yeah, I'll tip when I pick up Chinese carryout. Not a ton, but I mean, I'm a sucker for that thing, man. Yeah. Like you said, they don't. It is what they're supposed to do, but.
All right, what about when you go to Safeway and they ask you if you want to give a
round up.
Yeah, or you want to give an extra dollar for prostate
Well, yeah, because that's for a charity.
Does he go grocery shopping? I can't see him grocery shopping.
I'm sure he goes there to get a coffee or something, or maybe the wife has him go get trash bags.
Do you ever do the full groceries for your family?
Are you going to let him answer any questions?
Well, we're just going back and forth.
I mean, unbelievable.
No, I mean, the roundup thing, I'm going to be honest. I'm a little skeptical of the roundup thing. Like, so if everyone rounds up at Safeway, who the heck comes and collects that? Like, I have questions about the roundup.
I do too.
I think where it goes to charity,
going?
Theoretically,
allegedly,
right?
Yeah.
So that
I
they
mean,
can
I
declare.
Know, I'm hoping it does, but like, what you know, who is the enforcer of this?
You want to see the
know, it's kind of like the Office Space taking a penny off of the taking a penny off of every stock or whatever, and becoming like who controls it? I don't know.
That's funny. I don't know. I just wanted to ask you that.
All right, let me ask him this one.
Yes, I do round up.
Our producer, Matt Valdez, loves scratch-off lottery tickets. Ooh. Has Ryan Zimmerman, since he's been a professional athlete, ever bought a scratch-off lottery ticket, like at a gas station or a 7-Eleven?
Or Powerballs?
So, Zimmerman family tradition, Santa Claus puts scratch-off lottery tickets in our stockings every
right.
year.
There you go.
Great stocking stuffer.
And it is like the hit of Christmas morning every year to see who wins the most money. We do the scratch off tickets for a good 30 minutes before we even open presents now. I mean, it is like the thing to do Christmas morning, and we've started asking Santa to do it with our kids as well. So it's scratch-off lottery tickets are a big part of family tradition.
Ryan, do your kids do the chop? Me and my brother, we always have a chop. Anything over $1,000, we'll split.
Wow.
Well, they haven't, they probably haven't hit that yet.
Yeah. That's never.
Yeah, we had one year. We had someone win 500, and I think that's the biggest good, one, dude. Like one card thing. Usually, someone wins like a $50 one or something like that. But yeah, one year someone won 500, and it was like that was a big deal.
All right, now Drabby's telling us that behind the scenes, I don't know if he's talking to you or your people, that we could pretty much count on you for the drinking show on the 23rd.
Yeah, I think, well, yeah, the drinking show, and I've been told it's like your biggest show of the year. It's a lot of charity stuff.
Is there charity stuff?
I heard it's a joke. So I feel like I need to come in and see the circus in person.
Yeah,
possibly.
I think you do.
So.
Yeah, nice.
Well, we like dialed it back from a couple years ago when we put money on the line for the highest BAC.
Yeah, that doesn't really work.
I was on the floor until 5 p.m. that day.
Greedy and had
but I won. I took it down.
Yeah, now, we're going to have bartenders, but if Ryan wants to bring some of his favorite whiskey.
EB's always angling.
No, I mean, not for me, but I mean, we could share. I've never had that billion-dollar whiskey that he drinks.
The Pappy
You're
Van
telling
Winkle?
Him to bring billion-dollar whiskey.
Oh, the Pappy?
Yeah,
Pappy?
I've never had the Pappy. Have you ever had the Pappy?
I've had the
I'm
Pappy.
I'm not a whiskey guy.
Yeah,
it's good. Oh, that's right.
I had I'm invited, but I have to bring gifts to the event now.
Well, you
that's
can
okay.
just
that's well played. That's well played.
Well, I mean, what else you got to do? You guys are locked out, right?
Yeah, nothing else to
so
do.
The tipping questions were a lead into whether I'm going to be generous and bring stuff. And I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
You guys are well played.
But
it would be fun to come in. So and I will participate and bring. Bring some surprises in for you guys.
Excellent.
Yeah, bring whoever you want.
Right. Hey,
we're locked
sure we
out.
Get a ride
try
for him,
try and get Bryce. Call Bryce up. See if he'll come down.
Yeah. He's not a big drinker. He's not a big drinker. Yeah.
Is that really true?
He doesn't have to
I
drink.
Always thought that was just shtick.
I mean, honestly, I've never really seen him drink. So, I mean, I can't tell you what he does, but I've never really seen it. So he's pretty good about
he's
it.
A Mormon.
But,
Mormons don't get sliced.
Is he really a Mormon? I mean, I can't even remember.
Pretty sure he's a Mormon.
I can't even remember that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right. So are you getting in your workouts? Cause you know, you said,
yeah,
this
been,
is about the
I've
time
been working
of
out.
Yeah.
I've been working out, you know, doing some of that stuff. Big, last week and this week's big for fantasy football. So there's a lot of things going on, you know, it's a big couple weeks. I got a chance to make the playoffs in a couple of these leagues, but yeah, I've been working out. I've been doing some stuff and staying in shape and, I mean, once the weather gets this cold, there's not much to do besides kind of stay inside.
Right,
right.
We went to like a Charlie Brown Christmas thing last night at that Capital One theater over in Tyson's with the kids. So that was fun. We've been doing a lot of holiday stuff. Had Santa Claus at Congressional, that kind of stuff. So it's been a busy week for the holidays stuff, holiday gatherings and holiday events. So We're running a little tired over here at the house this morning, but it's been good.
I know you hate spring training, so if the lockout lasts through spring training or into spring training, it kind of cuts those weeks down.
Help.
That might help you. You probably would be willing to come back and play.
Oh, I love it. And my favorite person with all that is Zach Greinke. He never really says anything, but I guess there's an actual date in the CBA. I think it's like March 5th. It's like the last date that you're allowed to show up. Before, you know, they can void your contract or whatever. And Zach shows up on that date every year and misses like the first 2 weeks. And he's like, you know, what are they going to do? They're not going to do anything. I'm ready to pitch. He's got it figured out, man. You just cut 2 weeks out of it.
He's
show up, ready to go.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
He found a loophole.
He's a better man than me. I'm too scared to do something like that. But he just goes for it.
Well, he's off putting, though, right? Doesn't he say like awkward stuff in the clubhouse and stuff?
He's a little strange. He's a little strange.
Yeah. He's actually really fun to talk to in person. He just kind of he doesn't like the whole media thing. I think he has like some of the anxiety stuff and
right.
Who doesn't?
But he he's a, yeah.
Oh, I've got that too. All right, Sam, we gotta go, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, but we look forward to
that's
seeing
about
you
2 weeks away though
on the 23rd. We'll get the car service.
Yeah,
we'll get you taken care of.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll have to go down and pick out some good stuff to bring in.
Nice.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
I mean, the truth is, you could probably bring in Boone's Farm and be happy.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right,
hey, don't sleep on the Boone's Farm. See you guys.
All right, thank you, buddy.
All right.
Ryan Zimmerman? Still in existence, by the way, Boone's
Farm. I'm sure they are. Making the cheap hooch.
Remember that swill.
He'll bring in something good.
Nice.
Who knows? He might even bring in a Pappy.
I never had it. What does it cost a bottle?
It depends on which
bottle. Like 500 or something?
Can be more, I think it's
than
more than that.
More than that. It's in 1,000.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, jeez. I'm not doing that. I don't even like to pay for, like, Woodford.
Right. But we did announce it earlier, the annual holiday drinking show coming up on the 23rd this year. We got to get out of here. Be Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.